Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a full crew on board today. Our first broadcast from the studio that matters. Because, you know, last week we broadcast from Bimini at the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Brought in the new year, worked
on. Yeah, it was great to all be there.
New Year's Day. The sacrifices I make for this show. Bill couldn't be there. He had
no,
other
I was
things.
Here in the studio, apparently, where it didn't count.
Well, yeah, it didn't really count because I wasn't here in the studio. I was in Bimini hanging out with Neil Watson. Mermaid Tony was there, which, as you can plainly see, she's on video chat with us today. CJ's in the studio. He's checking out the monitor.
That's pretty high. That's cool.
That's really high. That's really 2011, isn't it? That we're being able to do that? What is that racket I hear in the background? What is that?
I'm guessing it's got something to do with that computer and that video.
Someone's
chat
got gas.
Oh,
established.
My gosh. Yeah, well, okay. So, and on that note, Pete from Scuba Board has chimed in. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
Happy New Year to you.
Definitely.
Yeah, we got new buttons to push and things here for 2011, so they're I don't know.
Gee, imagine. Look at that. You made a computer so it could make noise in the studio. That's fantastic, Greg. That's
Turn those speakers off, CJ. Maybe that's what it is.
I can't imagine that there'd be anything better than a computer that could just randomly make noise in the studio.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things where it's like if CJ quit surfing porn, and he forgot that we put actually speakers in there now.
It wasn't. The guys down here, it's a unit right under you.
You have guys down there now?
I think it has something to do with the Skype situation because it's
You think it's Skype? You think it's Mermaid Tony making racket?
Well, she's not talking. She's holding a cup of God knows what.
Yeah.
Soup, coffee, I don't know.
What is that? Well, she held up a cup of mermaid cup or something like that.
Maybe it's algae. Do mermaids eat algae?
Yeah. Well, basically.
World's best radio ever.
Yeah.
Describing what we see on the internet. That's. Play-by-play.
That's 2011.
Of video conversation.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Show us what's in the cup, Tony.
Yes. Oh, we know what's in the cup.
Spill something on the camera so we can taste it.
Is there a delay on this thing? Can she
I'm sure.
Hear us in real time?
She, no, she hears what we're doing about a minute later.
Oh, okay, so there's a delay.
There's some mental delays. If
Oh, she's
else.
Reacting.
Yeah,
there we go.
Exact to what we said like 90 seconds ago.
So in many ways, it's like real life.
It exactly is. It's a delayed reaction that we're used to here at Scuba Radio. But look, it is a new year. We are going to reflect on some of the things that happened in Bimini last week for New Year's Day. It was quite an event, quite fun indeed. And I got to say, we missed it by a weekend. We celebrated New Year's Eve in Bimini, but evidently this weekend at the Big Game Club, Neil Watson is hanging out with the lead singer from Motley Crue, Vince Neil. I don't know if they're related, like Neil Watson, Vince Neil. Nah, I guess not.
I don't think that's Vince Neil's real name.
In the Bahamas, it might be. His real name is Neil Vince?
No.
It is not?
No, it's I think
Neil,
it's...
Vince Watson.
It's close. I think it's like Wharton or something.
I think, you know, that's what it is. I think it is. But anyway, he's there at the Big Game Club. So Neil is... I don't know if he's auditioning for like the you know Tommy Lee's position in Motley Crue this weekend.
I didn't know Neil played drums.
I don't think he does, but you know, just a little bit of practice.
That's
in the
never
Bahamas.
Stopped him from scuba diving.
And he doesn't play drums.
Well, hey, you never know. I'm sure he's beat on many things, and he has plenty of practice.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Oh, I don't think we want to delve into any more detail than that. But we are going to check in with him and find out if indeed he has, you know, scored a position in Motley Crue. But if we would have went there this weekend, we have been hanging out with Vince Neil.
Perhaps they planned it that way.
That could be. He knew we had left the island of Bimini, and Vince Neil figured, like, okay, it's safe. We can go in.
I'm sure he monitors.
Yeah, I'm sure he does, indeed. All right, so we got that to look forward to. But, yeah, we got Pete from Scuba Board in the studio. How you doing there, Pete?
We're doing great. Going on a cave dive tomorrow.
Yeah, cave dive, huh?
I'm going to try and do the Grand Traverse.
The Grand Traverse. And why? Is it because it's their kind of thing?
Actually, why is an excellent question.
You go down one hole, and 4,400 feet later, you come up another hole.
Okay. All right. So
take some planning. Take some preparation.
Yeah, but that sounds like a fairly hardcore kind of a dive there, huh?
It's fun.
It is. Yeah. Have you done it before?
I have not done the Grand Traverse.
Well, then how do you know it's fun?
Well, I've done it halfway.
Oh, okay.
It's like that joke. You swim halfway, and if you don't make it, you go back. Well, you know, hey, that's the rule of thirds, and you do that.
Okay.
But I think
right.
Tomorrow I'm going to make it all the way.
He's going to go all the way tomorrow. What do you think about that, CJ?
So that's pretty cool. What can I say? I can't say much.
Pete has the look of a man who's gone all the way before, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, maybe. That's about it.
Actually, yeah. I picked up some new lights yesterday, some 21-watt HIDs. Wow, are they bright. Learned a lot about HID as opposed to LED, which was pretty interesting.
Well, you know, HIDs, you know... Yeah, you need to practice safe sex to make sure that doesn't happen.
What? HID. What? HID.
Oh, HID.
High intensity discharge.
Oh, that's what I okay.
Actually, I've got some of that, too.
I think they share the discharge.
But I've got an ointment, and it's clearing up. They told me.
Ah! That hurts.
An unguent.
You've had it before.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave that for off the air.
Now, are those lights cooler? No, hotter.
In fact, they are hotter.
Do they evaporate the water around you?
I've always wondered why when I have these
pocket.
LED lights that are supposed to be so bazillion number of lumens, how come I can't see anything? And apparently it has to do with
the water boiling.
The spectrum of light, the hotter light, the one that'll burn you, actually reflects off of stuff. But the LED, which runs really cool, doesn't. It gets absorbed by everything. That's why it's cool.
And like so, cool, like in oh, I think that's awesome, or cool, like in like softer and cooler,
not as hot,
and not right. Hot meaning stolen
thermally, cool.
Yeah, okay. So those that makes it a better type of light.
Pete, did you acquire these lights in a lawful manner?
I did.
Okay, so they're not hot
from the manufacturer. In fact,
well, okay,
it's a new company called Light Monkey. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's been around a year and a half or so, but man, they've got some cool stuff.
Yeah,
do they also
like
have
it.
Some hot stuff?
It's so cool, it's hot.
I understand now.
Yeah, this is what we got to look forward to for 2011. A lot of lame jokes.
Let's step it up, boys.
Well, actually,
worry
no
about
lame
my jokes.
Jokes.
What's with this?
What?
No lame jokes this week. Look, Pete doesn't even have to wheel himself in. By the way, you look good.
But a bump.
That's right.
About,
yeah,
like the
not,
last five times I've seen Pete, he's got some sort of contraption that he's got strapped onto his body to try and make it so he can...
This is a new leaf, isn't it?
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
Okay, they don't get much better.
I haven't been injured in eons.
Oh, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, last time you came in, you had your little contraption, but your ankle's holding up good now, I guess.
That was a year ago. I've been in since a year.
Really?
It's been over a year. It's been almost 2 years since I've had that.
Where the hell were we, Bill?
I don't know. I think he's... I
but
think
I want whatever
I
you're taking. I mean, that's
I
why
memory
top
is,
memory right there.
I think Greg's
convenient.
I think Greg's mind is on a 90-second delay.
Yeah. It could
be. Happened before.
Well, you know, when you spend a weekend with Neil Watson in the Bahamas, let alone Mermaid Tony, that's a bad combination. You hear what I'm saying?
I may have killed a few
brain cells last weekend.
Why would you say that?
Only the weak ones.
Tony is a bad combination with anything. I take exception to that rule.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's looking at the camera right now. We got her on video chat here. You see that?
Well, you won't let me back there to see it. I was wondering why, but now I know.
Well, now you know. And she's saying you're number one, actually.
Well,
oh, wait, or is that for me?
Probably.
Oh, sorry.
She doesn't have wide vision, so she can't see me.
Yeah, well, no. Get out.
Well, it would have to be wide because he's behind the camera.
Yes, that would be, it'd be like a 360-degree kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, this is pretty high-tech what we're doing. It could be. And this might be.
I hear it's 2011.
Is it? What did I say?
2011. This is so 2011. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're just trying to upgrade for the new year. It's like the new improved Scuba Radio.
But you're still here.
Which shows how sucky we were last year. Is that it, Bill? You think?
Bigger, better, stronger, faster. That's what I always say.
And Bill's still here.
He's still here. Well, what we got to do is talk about where we're going to go, not where we've been.
Forget about where we've
been. No, where we're at right now.
Where are
we going to go in 2011? I'll tell you what. I've been working on it quite extensively over the holidays. We're going to share some big news with you on where to go and how you can join us on a dive trip coming up in 2011 sometime. That's all next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Very sexy indeed. Yes.
They may call them bathing suits.
Yeah, they may.
Those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
I don't know where that came from, but you know, I kind of like it. What a way to kick off the new year here at Scuba Radio. Pup, the Scuba Cowboy, he's going to be traveling with us on several events. We're going to tell you about some of those in just a bit. But before we get into our schedule for 2011 and how you can join us on some of these dive adventures that we have planned, we need to reflect on what happened last weekend in the Bahamas, at Bimini, at the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. The Big Game Club is now open. It is cranking. And we spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day there on the island. And before we talk to Neil, who might be hanging out with Vince Neil from Motley Crue today, I kid you not, he's over there on a big fancy yacht in the marina, the Big Game Club. I figured we better check in with Mermaid Tony because this was her first time to the Bahamas, and she is on Scuba Radio. Well, she was on Scuba
Maybe
Radio.
Maybe not.
We lost her. Tony, call back. call back, I guess. We just lost her on. Is that? Did we just lose? Is that
maybe she's using she call blocking?
She didn't sound caught, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Ironic is we have her on Skype and we can't get a telephone connection.
Yeah, it's scary. We have a video feed of Mermaid Tony right now as we speak, but we can't get her on the damn telephone. What's
she's
up?
She's holding
that?
A phone.
Yeah.
So
is she holding it upside down? Is she holding it backwards?
That's
is
what
it
is.
Pressing buttons.
Maybe it's a shell phone.
It could be a shell phone,
good
right?
Lord.
Yeah. Oh, now you see, she's looking at it. She's like, "Oh, wait, I forgot to dial." Yeah. All right.
You
got to
push
it again.
Push send. That's the green button, dear.
All right. Well, let's try it again. Yeah,
there
Tony, are you there?
Yes.
All right. There we go. We got Mermaid Tony on the line. Your brain cells, you're missing a few from the Bahamas last week. That's probably why you didn't realize you didn't have the phone on, I'm guessing. Is that it? Is that the excuse?
That's not true. I just talked to Bill.
You did?
Yes, well, I said, hold on.
And then you hung up on her. Is that what it is? So it's Bill's fault.
I don't think that's entirely true.
That's what we could go with. I mean, she knocked us off the air last week, and you knocked her off the air this week. So it's
seems fair.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way. That's how I'm going to go with it, at least. So, Tony, have you recovered from being in the Bahamas for the first time ever last weekend?
No.
No. Okay. So that means what? That you wish you had never left, or you want to go back, or what? All
she's
the
got
above.
Bahamas fever.
Well, you know what they say. It's always better in the Bahamas. So I think we should just all go back. One big happy family, travel down there, just stay.
All right. So you're saying that Bill should go as well as CJ and Pete. Pete, have you been to Bimini, by the way?
I haven't been to Bimini. I've been just about everywhere else in the Bahamas.
Okay, well, so this would be a new thing for Pete as well. I mean, it was, it was like a homecoming for me. I hadn't been there in like 6 years and had a phenomenal time back in the day, but Bimini went through some hard times, and I really didn't expect much, but I went over there.
Are you
the
aware
bang,
that the back in
club.
The day for Bimini is when Ernest Hemingway was there and you weren't there then? The back in the day
well,
was not a time which you shared with Bimini.
Well, said
the
you
old
were
man
a part
of, and the Greg Holt.
Yeah, wait, you wait. Were a part of it's the indication that it had fallen on hard times because there was room for you.
Well, the Complete Angler was where Ernest Hemingway used to hang. Jimmy Buffett used to hang. And Tony will back me up on this because we were hanging out at the bar with Neil Watson, and this guy who works there is friends with Jimmy Buffett. You remember this, Tony? Or were you a little, you know...
No, I do remember that part.
It was hazy.
Right.
Yes.
Did he live in a trailer?
No, he didn't. But he used to be one of Jimmy Buffett's roommates back in his college days.
A son of a sailor?
Something like that. He
son
might
of
have
a
been.
Gun.
But he was
actually,
over there.
He's the roommate of the son of a sailor.
Okay, maybe that's
it's
what
not,
it is.
Not exactly the same
I'm
thing.
Just glad I don't live in the trailer. That's how it works.
But he was sharing all these stories of him back in the day when him and Jimmy used to hang out at the Complete Angler. And Jimmy would always make him pay for his drinks and all that kind of stuff. It was quite humorous. But these are the kind of people and stories you run into, in Bimini because it does have a lot of history. And it's not just back in at the Ernest Hemingway days. This is after Hemingway, but it was during the run of the Complete Angler. And when I was there for the Complete Angler, you go to the wall and there'd be like a museum of pictures. In a section of the Complete Angler of all these Ernest Hemingway pictures and autograph posters and things.
Which side of this argument are you on when you say it's not an Ernest Hemingway thing?
No, I'm saying it wasn't when he was alive there. I'm saying 5 years
they
ago,
they took pictures of him
Bimini
dead and put
happening.
It up on the wall? That doesn't even make sense.
Five
he shot
years
himself
ago,
in the head with a
Bimini
shotgun.
Was the place to go, and one of the places to go in the Bahamas. You had the Complete Angler, you had the Big Game Club, which is where the marina is and where we stayed last weekend.
They had Neil
and
you Watson.
Had the End of the World Saloon. Now, End of the World and the Complete Angler are pretty much no longer in existence, and the Big Game Club had shut down for a year or so, and then Neil Watson and the Guy Harvey folks bought it, have redeveloped this thing and turned it into what this facility really should be. I mean, Tony, back me up. You would go back there in an instant, right? That was pretty happening. In all the places we've been, I'd say that was one of the top places that we've traveled to this past year, don't you think?
I think so. It was definitely fun. I wish we could have gone for more than a whopping 2 nights.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. In this past year, you've been to Australia, you've
right.
been to Fiji,
yeah.
you've been to the Galapagos,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling me that less than 60 miles off the coast of Florida, where you live... is the best place you've been.
Well, I didn't say
this
best.
This year,
I only
go to Bimini.
Well, that, you know, one of the comments...
Back and forth to Bimini. If there's any other place that needs to be gone, CJ and I got you covered.
I remember kicking back with Neil Watson with a cigar in one hand and a beer in the other and going, this is quite the life. And he looks at me and goes, really, Greg? You've been traveling clear across the planet to say the same thing that took you 17 minutes on a flight to get to here. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, I know what's wrong with the picture. That wasn't a cigar. Other than that, it's fine.
Been this year.
What's that? Oh, yeah, it was the best place by far that we've been to this year.
That's a strong argument.
Ah, yes, I like it. Yeah, but
this year is 8 days old, 9 days old.
It only took him.
Thanks for catching up, Peter.
Pete's only on a 10-second delay.
But yeah, the fact that the entire wall behind me is a calendar was no type of a clue.
No, not at all. But it was all good. And Tony, you'll go back, right? If I twist your arm, you'll escort Bill and CJ and Pete back to Bimini.
I'll definitely go. I don't think Bill should be allowed to go, though, because someone's got to be at the studio to work. We can't all go.
This is why you are a heartless mermaid bastress. This is why.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Evidently. All right, there you go. The feud between Bill and Mermaid Tony continues. And we'll have to follow the developments of this little soap opera throughout the year. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and with Bill the Producer, CJ, one of my dive students and friends, and of course Pete from Scuba Board. No friend, just an acquaintance.
But
he's a good friend from scubaboard.com. You can go there and check in with NetDoc. Now, Pete, I know you before we get into some of the plans that we have for 2001, and I got to tell you, this is going to be a very ambitious year for Scuba Radio. What, Bill? What are you...
You just said 2001. You meant 2011, but it's...
He complains about my 10-second delay. He's got a decade.
Yeah.
Yes, there he is.
Good point. All right. We'll go with 11.
Comb your hair right, no one will see that point.
I was just going to tell everybody what we did in 2001, and you guys just blew it. But whatever. Well, I guess we'll focus on 2011 here.
Actually,
in just a bit.
Think about that for just a second. Think what we were doing in 2001. Isn't it remarkable that we're even still on the air?
It is shocking.
Almost appalling. Really.
Really. Yeah, no doubt about it.
There's a fine line between appealing and appalling. Just remember that.
And I think we've crossed that line several times.
It's a very nearly silent E.
But before we get into some of the things we're going to do, what do you have on your docket there, Pete? Because
what we have coming up, we've got a ton of course, you know, there's more diving done off a scuba board than probably anywhere else. But this June, we're going to invade Cozumel. We're capping it at 200 people.
You're going to invade?
We're going to invade. We're going to take over Dive Paradise.
Okay, so there's a place called Paradise in Cozumel.
It is in Cozumel, and we're going to go there. It's $850 per person, double occupancy, 8 days. All the food you can eat, all the booze you can drink, which should interest you, Greg. The diving, and of course the hotel. It's just an awesome gig.
That is a fantastic deal.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 8 days, $850.
Where can you stay in a hotel for that? Forget the diving and everything else.
Well, actually, no. There has not been a time that the Scuba Radio team has been able to stay in any hotel for more than 3 consecutive days. And it's got to do with management and their demands that we leave, regardless of how much money we throw at them.
Bill gets
a little crazy, starts throwing TVs out the window and stuff. I'm going to get on him about that this year, so hopefully they'll have us in longer.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 148. When blowing chunks, feel free to make a fountain and entertain your dive buddies. Nothing quite says, hey, look at me.
You know what, guys?
Like flashing the hash while in a posed position.
This is not a good look for me!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You're a doctor, right, Nick?
Why, yes, I am.
A doctor who works for Dan.
Right again.
So you've probably gotten asked about being bent, right?
Once or twice. Why, are you thinking you've got DCI?
Nope, I'm feeling fine. But I know a lot of divers sometimes aren't as sure.
You're right. A lot of divers experience symptoms associated with DCI and aren't quite sure what to do with it.
Exactly. So I was thinking that you being a doctor and all, you might run through the signs and symptoms of DCI and what to do if you think you've got it.
I would be happy to.
What's the definition of DCI?
DCI is decompression illness, which is actually an umbrella term that includes both decompression sickness and arterial gas embolism. Decompression sickness is caused by nitrogen bubbles that form at depth and expand as the diver ascends. The expansion causes circulation blockage, which in turn produces symptoms that indicate a problem. An arterial gas embolism is when the lungs overexpand and force air bubbles into the arterial circulation. From there, AGE can enter cardiac or cranial circulations and produce symptoms that mirror heart attacks or strokes.
They sound very different. Why don't you just call them decompression sickness and arterial gas embolism? Why do you throw them both in the same pot?
Because the signs and symptoms of both are really quite similar, and so is the first aid treatment. Medical professionals will need to diagnose which specific form of DCI they're treating, but there's really no difference as far as rescuers and first aid providers are concerned. So rather than waste time trying to differentiate between two conditions that both follow the same first aid protocols and need for medical treatment, we're encouraging divers simply to focus on recognizing the signs and symptoms of overall decompression illness.
So what are the signs and symptoms?
Some of the more common signs include numbness and tingling, joint or muscle pain, headaches, dizziness, fatigue, nausea, difficulty walking, or altered skin sensation.
Dang, I'm bent every morning.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you make a great point. Some of the signs and symptoms can be vague and a bit cryptic, not to mention many of us feel aches and pains throughout the course of a normal day. But if you've been diving, you have to think in terms of how you normally feel versus how you feel when these symptoms occur. Sure, most of us are tired after a dive, but generally not to the point we can hardly move, and some sleep usually fixes the problem. If that is not what you're experiencing, it could be a warning sign. Numbness and tingling are generally not among the more common aches and pains, so again, those could be considered warning signs as well. Muscle and joint pain can be two of the trickier symptoms.
Especially when you're working out to get fit for diving. So, how do you know if it's a good ache or a bad ache?
Well, if symptoms occur within 24 hours of your last dive, that's a cause for concern. If you start first aid protocols and find the symptoms subside while on oxygen, only to return when the oxygen is discontinued, that's another cause for concern.
Are there any other symptoms we need to be aware of?
Well, the list I gave you are the most common symptoms, but other DCI signals are rashes and itching, difficulty breathing, visual and speech disturbances, personality changes, hearing loss, paralysis, muscle twitching, and even unconsciousness.
How many symptoms do you have to know you've got DCI?
One can do it. It's rare you'll experience more than a few, though.
So what happens if you do experience symptoms?
The first thing is to recognize and acknowledge that you may be experiencing DCI. A lot of divers go into denial about it, but this is the worst thing you can do. The sooner DCI is diagnosed, the sooner treatment can start, and the better your chances of a full recovery.
In other words, swallow your pride.
Pride should have nothing to do with it, because there's no shame in DCI. No diver is immune to it. The smart ones know that they get help when they need it.
Just another sports injury, eh?
That's exactly what it is. You wouldn't feel ashamed or hesitate to get help if you twisted an ankle on the basketball court, so why would you if you suffered an injury inherent to our sport?
Okay, so we're not in denial. We need help, and we're asking for it. What do we do?
Get on oxygen as soon as possible. We know the use of emergency oxygen has proven effective in helping to treat DCI, so if you have access to it, use it.
And then?
Get yourself to a medical facility and call Dan. The medics on our emergency hotline can walk you through the steps you need to take and facilitate the assistance you need. We can also support the medical staff tending to you if they're not familiar with diving injuries.
What if I don't know where to go?
If you don't know where the closest medical facility is, or you can't transport yourself, call Dan, and we'll help you get to where you need to be.
Does having DCI mean an automatic chamber ride?
Not automatically, no. Remember, just because you're experiencing the symptoms doesn't necessarily mean you have DCI. This is why you want to involve medical professionals. DCI can be tricky, so it's best not to self-diagnose or assume what you need.
I've done a chamber ride, and they're not that bad.
You were bent?
No, I was doing a broadcast to Dan, and they got me a ride. It was awesome.
So it wasn't scary?
Nope.
And it wasn't a whole lot of trouble?
Nope.
No one made you feel like you were putting them out?
No, everyone was great.
That's when you weren't sick or scared or in pain.
Are you saying some divers don't call to get help because they think they're going to be bothering someone?
You got it. Divers don't want to believe there's something wrong with them. They don't want to bother anyone. They think seeking treatment is a huge, dramatic deal, when the truth is that the professionals helping them are experts. They'll do everything they can to minimize the drama for you. And if you have any doubt, let me just say on behalf of Dan and the medical professionals, please call us. We'd much rather help you than have you out there in trouble. You are not a bother. You are why we go to work every day.
Ah, that's nice.
But it's true.
Is there anything divers can do to avoid DCI?
As a guarantee, no. But there are ways to reduce the risks. Stay within your dive limits. Do slow, safe ascents and complete safety stops. Take long surface intervals, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, and just take care of yourself.
Anything else?
Yes. Remember that DCI is rare, but anyone can get it. So if you start to experience signs and symptoms, please don't guess, and please don't wait. Get yourself the medical care you'll need.
The signs and symptoms of DCI may be vague, but the steps to take if you experience them aren't. If you have any signs that you may have a case of DCI, seek medical attention and treatment. Smart divers know the earlier they do that, the better off they are. So be one of the smart ones. Take care of yourself and encourage others to do the same. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here on the WordPress Radio Show devoted to diving. Bill, the producer, CJ with me, Greg, the dive master. And look, we got a lot of stuff to cover schedule-wise for you. I've been working on this over the holidays. That's kind of been my little pet project to kind of plan our travel a little bit. Because, you know, here I thought going into the end of the last year, I was like, okay, we got to trim this back a bit. I've been going all over the place. And how do I start off the new year? I go to the Bahamas right out of the box on the first day of the year. So, unfortunately...
But to be fair,
what?
In terms of travel, it is the closest place you travel to all year. It's closer than Key West.
It is.
Of all the places you've gone, it is the closest place that you went to.
Okay. All right. So distance was a thing. But, you know, I could be in the Bahamas. I could be in Fiji. You know, just the travel period. You still have to travel all over the place. And there's...
hold on. You're comparing the day-long flight to Fiji to the 17-minute... We're descending.
Travel is travel, Bill. And my point is that when you're away from home, it is a sacrifice that you make. And it's one I've been willing to make. Okay, my family has asked me to leave several times.
Yes, the real sacrifice is your family sacrificing your return.
Okay, you might have a point there, but let's just move on and look forward to the new year. And
yes,
going into the close of last year, I thought, hey, we're going to have to trim this back a little bit, but that wasn't. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. We are definitely going to be on the road even more in 2011. And I'm ready to make a few announcements on where to go, just on where we are going to go, and where you can join us. Again. And where Bill won't be going.
Band of gypsies, we go down the highway. And that's my way.
Wow. That's
to be on the road again.
Disturbing.
Yeah, especially when you consider he doesn't drink.
Or wear pants. Oh, sorry, Key West.
Awkward. Okay, so anyway...
Hey,
oh, my God. Anyway, we do have some plans. First off, let's just cover some of the dive shows. We have already planned to have full coverage and presentations at the Our World Underwater Show in Chicago. That's in February. Mermaid Tony's going to be there celebrating. Check this out. She's going to be celebrating her one-year anniversary as a Scuba Radio mermaid, which we have affectionately termed, when we were in the Bahamas, her mirth day.
Yo, I like it.
It'll be her mirth day.
I like it.
In Chicago. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com. Yes, it's an underwater love fest here. It's Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just looking over. I see.
Wow! Did you Pete forget from, my name?
No, that's Pete insulting. From Scuba Board's taking his cell phone and right. lighting it up and waving it back and forth.
But at concert,
it was a magical moment.
People just hold their cell phones open. He's got some sort of laser pointer light source.
It's one of those droids. The droids have a flashlight
like
mode.
A 10,000 BTU flashlight.
But it's cool light.
It is cool light.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that hot light you were talking about earlier. It's that cool LED light.
Turn on your hot light. Make it shine wherever
you
dive.
You know, I'm not
dive.
Sure who sings worse, CJ or Bill.
Wait a second. You know what just happened is that he was channeling
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Yeah. But not exactly Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, if Neil Diamond, maybe it was Neil Diamond's aunt.
Yeah.
An old Jewish New York woman.
You know, I don't fight it. I just go with it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. You should fight it more.
I feel it.
Should I?
Yeah, okay. Fight it.
Definitely fight it more. I'll work on that.
All right, look, so we have some places we're going to go this year. We already mentioned Chicago.
You'll go.
Dive show, Our World Underwater.
Very
and
good.
And, we are celebrating actually two mirthdays. That is the 1 year anniversary of Scuba Radio Mermaid. Mermaid Tony started in Chicago at Our World Underwater last year. We found her.
Wow, it seems like a lot longer than a year.
Then we put her in a mermaid tail and made her sit there for a couple hours.
Do you call Bill's anniversary a nerd day?
No, Murph.
No, day. Bill's anniversary Bill. A nerd day.
A nerd day.
Nerd day.
Nerd day.
Nerd day.
It'd be like every Saturday.
It works for me.
Much.
Maybe. But Mermaid Tony, also Mermaid Alicia. We'll be celebrating her one-year birthday in Chicago. So the Our World Underwater Dive Show has at least two special events happening that weekend that you're not going to want to miss. And we're going to have the Scuba Cowboy playing music from his new Diver CD. And I don't know what we're going to do for this birthday thing. Now, I already asked Tony in the Bahamas, what do you want for your birthday? And she requested Bill and a cake or popping out of one or something like that.
Or
wearing, just so you know, and I don't know if we mentioned this on the air, but for the Scuba Radio Christmas party, Bill picked a prize of the underwater Superman underwear.
Yes.
They're underwater underwear, aren't they?
If you say so.
Well, just keeping with the dive theme.
Yes.
But they're briefs, not boxers.
Right.
And the Superman colors.
And they're profoundly brief.
Do they run?
No, these colors don't run.
Hmm. Well, anyway, she requested something like that of you in the Superman underwear popping
thing,
out of a cake on her birthday in Chicago.
And I can't do that. I can't do that for a number of reasons. Number one, it's too damn cold in Chicago. It's just the kind of place you would actually invite me to. But yeah. No, I'm not going to Chicago in February. Thank you anyway. Number two, as a food service professional, I can't actually be in contact my naked body with foodstuffs. However, I could cover myself with frosting. I'm willing to do that.
And I'm watching Mermaid Tony on the video chat right now, and she just puked. She just threw up. No, not a little bit. All over. Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
No better radio than the description of video that's trailing our show by 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Not one thing on this planet better.
Speaking of disgusting,
yeah.
when Bill doesn't have the underoos on,
right.
It looks like he's got Sasquatch in a scissor lock. You would know.
Turn away.
I caught a glimpse.
He wrestled against him in high school.
All right. But what do we do, guys? We got two mermaids celebrating their birthday in Chicago. What can we do special for them to celebrate their one-year anniversary?
Since it is Chicago and it is February, it seems only appropriate we should give them best wishes.
I think you should pin the tail on the mermaid.
Pin the tail on the mermaid.
He's got something. But that sounds like it involves traveling to Chicago, which I'm not willing to do.
Bobbing for scallops.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we got to figure something out. And I'm not sure what it is, but we'll come up with something to entertain ourselves at their expense, right?
So mermaids work for scale?
Oh, my God.
Ah,
here they come. Here they come. No,
Does the fun ever start? Wow.
All right, so we got Chicago. We got Beneath the Sea in New Jersey.
We'll always have Chicago.
In March.
The band, Chicago?
We're going to be there in March with the Scuba Cowboy.
In New Jersey.
In Jersey.
Jersey.
In Jersey. Yep. And Wendy Quimby will be there. Wendy Quimby's birthday was yesterday.
No way.
Well, this is a girl that...
Was this her Murph Day?
I don't think so.
She hasn't been a mermaid yet.
She hasn't been a mermaid, but you can talk her into it.
I could. Maybe we'll start her annual Murph Day molting or whatever the hell it is.
Could happen.
Yeah. So that's March. So we're going to be at Beneath the Sea. And then we'll probably do Long Beach as well. But before we get into Long Beach, the Seattle Dive Show. This is going to be a first one on the Scuba Radio docket up in Seattle, Tacoma area.
Good show.
That is in April. We are committed. We are there. And we're going to be there with the mermaids.
Should be committed.
The Scuba Cowboy playing music, the whole shebang. Do not miss it. It's in April. If you just do a little search from that
part of the
country.
Will William Hung be there?
He might. Why? Is he from the Seattle area? Really?
No. Shebang, shebang.
He dives. He dives. Oh, baby, he dives. He dives.
That was nice. Was that William Hung's aunt?
Again, yes.
No, that was...
It's all relative.
That was Neil Diamond doing
fight
William Hung.
Fight it more. I'm just saying, fight it more.
Oh, my God.
Sing!
Well, if you'd sing, that'd be great.
Break into song.
The problem that you're not singing.
Warn others.
I'm glad we can at least amuse ourselves this year.
That's all it's about.
That's all we ever do.
Exactly. All right, so that's the dive shows. We got a liveaboard dive trip. I'm going to share the dates with you in hour two, so you can mark the calendar. Join us out on the water diving with mermaids, music, and more. That's coming up in hour two. Plus, Neil Watson, is he hanging with Vince Neil from Motley Crue in the Bahamas this weekend? We will find out. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.